Welcome to AI Ascendancy, Power and Politics in the Age of Machines. I'm particularly fascinated by generative AI because of its sheer creative potential, think DALL-E, Midjourney. It's like having a collaborator who can conjure up images from thin air, but it also poses some really complex ethical questions. What do you think?
Absolutely. I'm drawn to it for similar reasons. That creative aspect is mind-blowing, but the implications for everything, from art and journalism to, well, the very nature of truth, are profound. It's a bit of a Pandora's box, isn't it?
It really is. And that's what we're going to unpack today, the power and the peril of generative AI. This technology has evolved at a breakneck pace, from Markov chains to these sophisticated large language models like GPT-4. It's reshaping industries and raising some fundamental questions about, you know, what it means to be human in a world increasingly shaped by machines. Where do you even begin with something this transformative? Guess.
Well, I think a good starting point is understanding the core technology itself. Generative AI, at its heart, is about, you know, learning patterns and structures from data to create something new. Whether it's text, images, music, even video, the key here is the generative aspect, right? It's not just analyzing existing data, it's producing original content, which is both exciting and, well, a little unnerving, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely unnerving. I mean, think about the implications for intellectual property. If a model is trained on copyrighted material and then generates something similar, who owns it? It's a legal and ethical minefield. We've already seen lawsuits popping up, haven't we, with Getty Images and others?
Yeah, and the speed of these developments is staggering. In just a few years, we've gone from, like, relatively simple text generators to these incredibly sophisticated models that can create photorealistic images, write code, even hold conversations that are, well, almost indistinguishable from a human. It's a bit like science fiction becoming reality, isn't it?
It really is. And that rapid advancement brings us to another key concern, the potential for misuse. Deepfakes, disinformation, cybercrime, these are serious threats. And as these models become more powerful, so too does the potential for harm. How do we even begin to regulate something that's evolving so quickly?
It's a huge challenge, and it's not just about regulation. It's about education and awareness. We need to equip people with the tools to critically assess the information they encounter online, to distinguish between what's real and what's, well, fabricated. And that's a monumental task, isn't it, in today's information landscape?
It is. And what about the economic implications? We've already seen reports of job displacement in certain sectors like video game illustration. As generative AI becomes more sophisticated, how will it impact the labor market? What kind of jobs will be created? What kind of jobs will be lost? It's a complex equation, isn't it?
Incredibly complex. And it touches on some fundamental questions about the value of human labor, the nature of creativity. If a machine can produce art or write a news article, what does that mean for human artists and journalists? These are the kinds of questions we'll be grappling with today. And frankly, I don't have all the answers. Do you?
Not even close. But that's what makes this conversation so important. We're entering uncharted territory, and we need to navigate it thoughtfully and carefully. So let's dive into the key topics we'll be covering today. How is AI used in archaeology? What's the impact of AI on cultural heritage preservation? And perhaps most importantly, what are the ethical considerations in using AI for archaeological research?
Let's get started. I'm eager to hear your thoughts on these crucial questions. And hopefully, together, we can begin to understand the transformative potential and the potential pitfalls of this incredible technology. It's a conversation we need to be having, isn't it, before it's too late?
So, this discussion about AI and journalism, it's a bit of a whirlwind, right? We've got everything from AI-generated anchors to algorithms writing news articles. It's changing so fast.
It is, and it feels like every week there's a new story, a new development. The pace of change is almost overwhelming. And the ethical implications, whoa, they're massive.
Yeah. I mean, take that example of the editor who got fired, published a piece deceptively real, they called it, acknowledged it was AI generated, but still fired. What does that tell us?
It tells us we're in uncharted territory. The rules are being written as we go, and the consequences are real. jobs, reputations, the very integrity of information, it's all up for grabs.
And it's not just about individual articles, it's about the broader ecosystem. Think about those lawsuits, Getty Images, and others. The legal landscape is scrambling to catch up with the technology.
Right, copyright, ownership, plagiarism, it's all getting incredibly blurry. What even constitutes original content anymore when an AI can essentially remix everything that's ever been created?
And what about the readers, the audience? The Reuters Institute report, right? More than half of people in America and Europe are uncomfortable with AI-generated news. That's a huge problem for trust in media.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not just about the discomfort with AI itself. It's about the potential for misuse, disinformation, deepfakes. These are serious threats to our democracies, to our shared reality. It's kind of terrifying, honestly.
It is. And it underscores the need for, like, serious discussion, ethical guidelines, media literacy, regulation. We need all of it. And we need it now before things spiral even further out of control.
Yeah, before it's too late. Because, look, this AI genie, it's out of the bottle. We can't put it back. So we better figure out how to live with it, and fast. And how to make sure it serves humanity, not the other way around. That's the challenge, isn't it?
So we've been talking about the sheer breadth of machine learning. And honestly, it's a bit mind-boggling. Everything from recommending movies to, well, diagnosing illnesses. It's a lot to unpack.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And the different types of learning, supervised, unsupervised, reinforcement, it's like a whole new language.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, take unsupervised learning, for example, finding patterns in data without any labels. It's almost like magic, isn't it? How does it even do that?
Well, think about clustering, grouping similar data points together based on certain criteria. It's like sorting socks. Without knowing which ones match. You're just looking for similarities.
Mm. Oh, I see. Interesting. So it's about finding inherent structures in the data itself, right? Like recognizing that certain socks are the same color and size, even if you don't have a label that says these are a pair.
Precisely. And that can be incredibly powerful, especially for things like anomaly detection. Finding the odd sock out, so to speak, the one that doesn't fit the pattern.
Right, right. Like detecting fraud in financial transactions or identifying a faulty component in a complex system. That's fascinating.
Mm.
It is. And then you have reinforcement learning, which is a whole different ballgame. It's not about finding patterns in existing data. It's about learning through style and error, like training a dog, rewarding good behavior, punishing bad behavior.
Yeah, I get it. So, like, in a self-driving car, the AI learns to navigate by being rewarded for staying on the road and penalized for, say, hitting a curb.
Exactly. And that's how it gets better over time, through experience, just like a human driver, I guess.
But what about the ethical considerations? I mean, with all this power comes a lot of responsibility, right? The black box problem, for example. How can we trust decisions made by algorithms we don't fully understand?
It's a huge concern. And it's something we need to address head on. Explainable AI, that's where the focus needs to be, making sure we can understand why these systems make the choices they do.
And what about bias? If the training data is flawed, the model will be flawed too, right? That could have serious consequences, especially in areas like healthcare or criminal justice.
Absolutely. Data bias is a major challenge. We need to ensure the data we use is representative and fair. Otherwise, we risk perpetuating existing inequalities. It's a tricky problem, but a crucial one to solve.
And what about the impact on jobs? I mean, we've already seen examples of automation replacing human workers. As AI becomes more sophisticated, what will that mean for the future of work?
It's a complex question. Some jobs will undoubtedly be lost, but others will be created. We need to be prepared for that shift and invest in education and training to help people adapt. It's a societal challenge, not just a technological one.
So reflecting on this, it's clear AI is reshaping archaeology, right? From site discovery to artifact analysis, it's like having a whole new toolkit.
It is. It's like giving archaeologists superpowers. Imagine finding sites hidden for centuries just by analyzing satellite images. It's mind-blowing.
Yeah, that Mesopotamia example, 80% accuracy in identifying new areas of interest, that's incredible. and the LIDAR technology revealing structures beneath vegetation.
Mm-hmm.
It's like peeling back the layers of time.
It is. And the speed. Think about how long it would take to manually sift through all that data. A, I can do it in a fraction of the time. And the Babylonian engine translating Akkadian texts? That's a game changer for understanding ancient cultures.
Oh, absolutely. And the artifact restoration, those robots piecing together fragile pottery, it's like watching history being rebuilt before your eyes.
Hmm. It is. But, you know, there are those ethical considerations we talked about. Data bias, job displacement, the black box problem. We can't just ignore those, right?
Right. We need to make sure this technology is used responsibly, that it benefits humanity, not the other way around. Like Fei-Fei Li said, AI impacts people, and that's a profound responsibility.
Yeah. And what about the potential for misuse, deepfakes, disinformation? We've seen how that can play out in other fields. We need to be vigilant.
Definitely. And that Reuters Institute report about people being uncomfortable with AI-generated news, that highlights the need for transparency and trust. We need to be open about how AI is being used so people can make informed decisions.
Absolutely. And the impact on jobs, we need to be prepared for that shift, invest in education and training. It's a societal challenge, not just a technological one. It's a lot to consider.
It is, but the potential is enormous. Imagine a future where AI helps us understand the past in ways we never thought possible. It's exciting and a little daunting.
It is. It's like we're on the cusp of something truly transformative. We just need to make sure we navigate it wisely. Thanks for joining us on AI Ascendancy. Until next time.
Hmm?